Hey everybody, welcome to The Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 334, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, episode 41, Raise the Titanosaur.
It aired November 19th, 1999, written by Judd Lynn, directed by Judd Lynn.
Double duty.
Double duty. I don't think he did double duty. Hold on, let me check. For the joke. He wrote it, Double Duty Zone. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back and we talk about it, and you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and we're getting close to being done. So now's a weird time to jump in, but if you want to, you know where to find it, because I say it every time, mostly every time. You want to jump in? You want to go watch it right now?
Yeah, let's all right. Do it.
Go Galactic! And we're back, a Titanosaur story, and we just watched Raise the Titanosaur, and this is going to be a short one, guys. I can feel it in my bones.
I can't imagine it being very long, because again, not a lot happened.
It's weird that they decided that right at the end of the show, they would stop doing things.
They have to stall for time. They ordered 45 episodes, and damn it, we're going to give it to them.
And that's what we're giving them. Let me see if I still have the date pulled up. Let me just see. Because we're in November of 1999, so I want to see when it ends. And if they were like, we got to get out by Christmas. Or if they're like, we got to pad it until Christmas. in like one month, it goes away. They do another like half a month off, and then one episode, and then half a month off, and then three episodes in a row. And then that's it. So, I don't know.
When is the next season after that?
Next season is in February.
So that's not that far.
No, there's almost more of a gap between this episode and the finale than the finale in Lightspeed Rescue.
I feel like there were longer gaps in this season between episodes than that.
Oh, for sure. There was from May to September. It was just off. Anyway, morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is ajakeandjosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Podknife, Podbean, Podbay, Podbay is my new website about podcasts.
I'm not going to go to podbay.com.
I will. It's only for your favorite. You can only review one podcast.
You get one shot.
You get one bay.
Do you take it?
You get one podbay. look for that coming never. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can get some cool stuff in return. Including Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes. More of those are coming soon. Pretty soon. Anyway, this is a Friday episode, so we don't have to do anything else. We don't have any emails or anything.
That's the whole episode. It's everything we're required to do.
Yep. So see you later, guys. This episode bit a little bit.
It's a little bitey.
It bit a little bit. Mostly it was boring. It was like a boring gnaw.
There's like one cool thing. And the rest of it is just like
there's a couple things that I liked, but I don't know if like overall the episode was like fun to watch at all.
Let's figure it out.
Yeah, let's take this journey with us again together. We start off in the command center. No, that's wrong. In command. The pressure is climbing. We don't get a for what for like a solid minute. Everyone is like freaking out about the pressure.
Yeah,
right
it's
now.
Going into the red. Kai says, and there's like a meter that's just shooting straight
it's just going
up,
right up. And we don't really get anything. We cut down to the engine room, which looks like a big brewery.
It does.
Like and it might be. They might have filmed there. I know they filmed all of the engine room in Star Trek in the like Anheuser-Busch factory.
It's crazy because a brewery looks like a spaceship engine room,
right? I know they filmed Space Mutiny in, it's like a brewery, but it was mostly a sewage treatment plant, I'm pretty sure.
You know, like an engine looks.
Yeah, just like how an engine is. So, maybe we should watch Space Mutiny for the movie.
The MSTK version?
What if we find the regular one? Will that be as good? I don't know. Put it on the list. Anyway, Damon is running around giving people orders. Fix this. Tighten that up. cool those down, do these things. He's doing like, he's damage control. He's on wicked damage control right now. Cut back to command.
There is like a fire escape because it's like a brewery. So that you have like a fire escape to get up to the top. Yeah. Right? Like, it's not a fire escape, but it looks like.
It's a thin staircase.
Made out of, like, steel grating.
Yeah.
And there's a guy, there's two guys on top of it. One is sitting down, and the other one is, like, I don't know if his foot is stuck, but he looks like he's trying to tug his foot out, but I don't know if he's supposed to be trying to do another engine move.
I thought, at first I thought there was, that one of the men was passed out, and they were trying to, like, get him up. And then I was like, maybe he's just cranking something. I don't know. It's hard to tell. So then we come back to command.
Nobody falls over a railing, though, is the point that
I know. How y'all doing? So we come back to command where Mike says that the pressure is reaching critical and it's not looking good. Cut back down to the engine and they've lost it. There's a big red tower and it's glowing. It's about to explode. Damon's like, we can't do anything. We got to get out of here.
He says, get back. Everyone get back. We have to go. So they start to run away, and then we get the exterior shot of it blowing up, and there is no way they got far enough away from that.
No, unless...
Damon teleported, and everybody else is dead.
No, unless it blew up down and out, and not in.
We see it blow up, though. It blows
up a little bit, but...
Maybe they were running into the ship, and it blew out the back of the ship.
Yeah, I think it blew up away from the ship. I don't know.
It blew up just enough to crack the hull.
Yeah.
And then that just sucks the explosion out.
Right, yeah. And everyone's fine. That's how science works.
That's exactly how space works.
As we all know.
There would be no explosion in space, would there?
Nope, because there's no air, so there's nothing for fire to eat. In Firefly, the ship catches on fire, and they open the door, the bay door, and it, like, sucks all the fire out, and it just, like, whoosh, gone.
Also, this is all because they're running out of fuel.
Yeah, that's not how fuel tanks
work.
None
of this is right.
No, they just needed something, like... They needed to start it off. They knew this was going to be a boring episode, so they had to start it off with something exciting.
Literally with a bang.
Yeah. We cut back to command, and commander's like, all right, bring the remaining engines to half thrust.
Hey, if the pressure was building, maybe you should have just put them down to half thrust to begin with.
You'd think that.
Shut them off.
Like, pressure for what? If you're running out of fuel, you don't have any pressure left.
There's a lot of room in there.
Yeah. Because your fuel's gone. I don't know. I'm not a spaceship doctor. I don't know. So Damon, Mike and Commander are like talking. They're not saying anything, but they're doing that like stand quietly so we can see Damon in the background.
Yeah, Commander has an iPad.
Yep. And Damon walks up and he goes to apologize. And Commander just hands Mike his iPad and doesn't say anything. He just like walks away from him. And Damon's like, I'm sorry. I blew it. And Commander's like, I know that if anybody can keep the rest of them working, it's you. So we need you, like...
Right. I like that Commander is like, if you couldn't save it, it was unsavable.
Yeah.
Like, he's not like, yeah, it is your fault.
Yeah, way to go, Damon.
Commander was never that kind of guy anyway, unless he was under a mind control spell.
Yeah.
But I like that he realizes how good Damon is.
Yeah.
It's not this like, well...
You blew it. You killed us.
Try not to ruin the other three.
Thanks, hey, Damon.
That's all we got.
Yeah. So then Damon walks away. He's like, you can count on me. And he walks away. And Commander's like, if we lose another engine, we're lost in a galaxy.
You are already
far, far away.
In a lost galaxy, and you have no idea what the rules are or how you got here. So, maybe, hey, you're lost, dude.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe the lost galaxy makes you have more pressure when you have no fuel.
Oh, it's backwards.
It's backwards. So you go to the theme song.
When they leave, their tanks are going to be full.
Yep. It's just going to flip right around. It's going to be great. They're going to shoot their way to wherever it is they're going. They don't know.
Space.
More space. Better, different space. So we go to the theme song. When we come back, we're on the beach where I think it's Terra Venture, but I'm not sure why. A, they have a beach, and B, Titanosaur just chills in it.
I feel like this is Mutiny's planet.
That's what I thought. But they say, like, we have to stop before it gets to the city.
That's true, and they do... Okay, they say they have to stop before it gets to the city. But the bad guys say, go and destroy Terra Venture.
Yeah.
So I don't know... This is just the lost beach, and the lost is double lost.
Who knows? This scene makes the least sense of anything I think I've seen in Power Rangers Lost Galaxy so far. So, Barbarax is there with some swabbies, and there's, like, a beach closed sign, which is...
For monster. Close
sure.
For monsters.
Yeah, okay. And then the Rangers show up, and he's like, hey, I'm going to kill you because I got these great swabbies. And they're like, yeah, that always works. And so they start fighting. Everyone's, the coloring is weirdly changed.
It's almost like it was too bright when they shot it. So they tried to like darken it up and also took all of the saturation out.
But then in other times they just like flipped colors entirely.
Because Damon looks gray almost this entire time.
There's a point at the end where he stops being gray, but that's when Corone starts being red and orange.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know what they did. Like, what gels did they put over the lens of the camera to like flip everything around? But straight up, Damon is the Gray Ranger in this, on this beach scene.
Yep.
So they fight and they kill all the Swabbies, and then Deviant shoots them and is like, aha, I am Deviant. Wah, wah, wah. Then Barbarax hits the ground with his axe, and it does that like tremor blast thing that the Tyrannosaurus used to do in the first season. And they're basically like, yeah, we're going to super kill you. And then there's like a explosion under the water.
The Rangers duck.
The Rangers duck, and the bad guys get knocked down. And so it's like, did you not know? Did you, like, what was the plan?
It seemed like they knew what they were doing. Spoilers for like 2 minutes. Titanosaur is going to come out of the ocean.
Yeah, it's Titanosaur.
It seems like Barbarax knew what he was doing, because I feel like he says something like, I can't wait to see what it does to them, and then they are knocked down by the shockwave.
Yeah. Like, it's just a weird thing, because then they stand right back up, and they're like, haha, got ya. It's like, no, you didn't. You got you.
You didn't. You got punked.
Yeah, what are you talking about? So that Titanosaur, like, gets out of the water and starts stomping up onto the beach, and, like, just goes, and they're like, we gotta stop before he gets to the city. So are they on, are they in the beach dome? Are they on Captain Mutiny's planet? Why any of this?
I don't know.
Did they forget they how had, the show worked?
Because they had the footage.
Because they just showed them in command, so, like, they remember they're on a spaceship.
But they remember they're on a spaceship unless they are fighting. And then it doesn't matter where they
then
are.
They could be anywhere. Why isn't it just on Earth? Why isn't it just on Earth?
Because that's tired. That's old and tired, Jake. They've done that 1,000 times.
Tired, being on Earth, wired, lost galaxy, no rules. So they call the Galactic Buddies and the Zords, and they call the Lost Galactic Buddies. This takes 5 solid minutes. They do every single thing they can to pad out this episode.
The only thing we don't see, because we get the whole Megazord and we get both Carrier Zord boys. I don't know what to call them.
Lost Galactic Buddies.
The Lost Galactic Buddies. The only thing we don't see is the red micro machines come out. We do see
the weird stand-up thing.
Yeah, the red one, Centaurus or Stratoforce, whichever you prefer.
Beef Stroganoff.
We see him do his weird, like,
he's like,
but we get the whole blue one. We get the whole Megazord, the whole Lights of Orion power up.
Yeah, like we get, when they call the lights, like it does that, like zoom in on the head, crown appears, zoom in on the chest plate appears, zoom in on the sword gets bigger. We haven't seen that since they got the Lights of Orion. The only thing we don't see is Mike, like Taurusord.
He can't get away from command.
Yeah, he's got a job. Kai got away and they had to cover each other, so. So, like, I hope you guys like Zord fights, because that's basically the whole episode.
And I know this season I've complained about Zord fights being too short and pointless. This is too far the other way.
Yeah. If you're
One of these scenes would have been a great Zord fight.
Yeah, but they do... Hey, spoilers, they do it again later. The whole thing. They show everything else again. It's so crazy. So then Barbarax, Captain Mew's like, ah, you steer. You got the wheel. And he walks away and Barbarax takes over. And so they start fighting. They go to hit him with the sword. Titanosaur bites the sword and blasts him with Godzilla atomic breath.
Titanosaur is 100% just a Godzilla.
It is like...
It looks a little bit... It's kind of got like a Gamera turtle shell.
A little like tiny bit. With, it's got that big Godzilla snoot and horns.
Yeah, it's got the Godzilla 2000 jawline.
We have to have talked about Core, the fake G.I. Joes that you get at the dollar store.
I think so, yeah.
This is the dollar store version of Godzilla.
Yeah.
It straight up. So they're fighting, and this is a good fight, and the next one is a good fight, but there's so much that I don't care by the end, and they're prefaced by literally 2 to 3 minutes of Zords coming together. Like, we do a lot of exaggerating on the show, so it's hard to, like, not exaggerate and, like, try to get you to believe what how when things take a long time. But, like, for real, it was 2 or 3 minutes.
That's a long time.
That's a long time to watch Zords come together slowly.
Yeah.
So then it does a horn drill headbutt deal on one of them. I don't remember which one. Somebody.
Yeah, DVI is like, hey, stop messing around. Just ram them already. So Barbarax turns the wheel because that's how you control Titanosaur's attacks.
Sure. And it headbutts the Megazord, bites the arm off of Beef Stroganoff, and then Mutiny's like, hey, now that we're winning, I want the wheel back. Give it back. But now they're overheating because, like, Barbarax looks down and, like, steam is coming out of the planks.
Yeah. At some point, I think it's right after we get the, oh, it's getting steamy in here. Mutiny is able to also rip an arm off of Strataforce.
Yeah.
So.
So they both lose arms, which is crazy.
But it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. They come back later. It's just, oh, you bit a truck. Oh, no. We'll just put the truck back on later. I guess that's the problem with combining Zords is that, like, if you lose a part, you're supposed to. Like, you can put it back. So Deviant's like, we gotta go. Like, we're overheating. We need to stop it. Mutiny's like, no. No word. And then Boomerang gets his torn off. Then they're like, all right, for real, though, now it's super hot. We have to leave.
Yeah,
and, like,
now the Titanosaur itself is turning red. And we will not get any explanation for how this biological being is overheating.
Nope.
And also, I just realized that the theme of this episode is overheating.
Yep. Well, I mean, in for a penny, in for a pound, the Power Rangers of the Lost Galaxy story. So they fly away, because Titanosaur can fly, if you were wondering.
We've seen it fly through space. It doggy paddles in the air.
That's space. This is inside Terra Venture.
They're one and the same. You can breathe out there. You can breathe
down
here.
That's true. There's air and gravity in space. Also, I could have sworn that when we saw it come up to Terra Venture, it was the size of Terra Venture. But now it's on Terra Venture?
It was perspective. Weird okay. Perspective tricks.
We've been pranked. Those good illusions. So then they dip and they jump back into the water and everything starts cooling down. They're like, all right, we got to lose a lot of weight. And you and I had the same thought, which is, oh, they're killing all the Swabbies.
Right, because as Mutiny is like, we got to dump some weight off of this thing, there's one Swabby behind him going like, yar, 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 yar.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, they're just going to fire a cannon full of Swabbies into the ocean.
But no, what they're doing is they're going to disconnect the castle.
Now,
which we've seen before.
We have seen that happen before. Isn't that also how he controls it, though?
Yes. Well, that's how he gets, like, he controls it specifically. I feel like he can just give it orders, too. But, like, I feel like there is a better story. And, again, you'd have to change the Sentai and the Power Rangers in order to make this to work. Where, like, you want to knock the castle off because it's a Galactabuddy.
They try to tell that story because we cut to the Power Rangers and Kai is like, the castle is the key. The castle is the Achilles heel.
God.
The castle is the weakness.
It's the weakness. So if he comes back, we have to focus on the castle. You know, the weakness. Swear to God, says it four times. No, but like, wouldn't it be better if like this was like the ultimate Galactabuddy, like King Galactabuddy, a Titanosaur?
I thought that's what was going to happen.
But like instead, they're like, no, it just pops off and it's also a monster. Like, it doesn't matter. Whatever. So they talk strategy, which mostly ends up being, the castle is the weakness.
And right after that, we cut to Mutiny taking the castle off.
Yeah, which is great, by the way. That is a very good moment. One other thing that happens is Damon calls Mike to check up on the engines because he's paranoid now, which I like. And Mike's like, hey, man, if the engines go wrong, I will tell you. Don't worry. Like, you're on my short list of people to call about the engines. We cut back to them taking the castle off. There's like a big bolt, like it bolts into the, like, literally, like there's a big bolt with a donkey wheel and they have to unspool it from Titanosaur's back, which seems very cruel and also as if Titanosaur doesn't want to be under the castle. But again, they have no interest in going there.
No, like, not even a little bit.
Not even a tiny bit. So then it attacks the city again. Alpha calls him, is like, hey, Titanosaur's back. They're like, good, we got a plan now, let's go. And as they go, and then Alpha calls Mike, he's like, hey, the Rangers are gonna need your help. He's like, cool, I'm gonna go. And then we cut to the Rangers calling the Galactabuddies, but it's all individual fight. It's individuals.
That's true.
Which I liked. So they hop on, and they're all just like, there's like a little...
But we do get to watch all of them come out of their hiding spots again.
Yes, because they went back to chill for a minute.
Right, put their arms back on.
Yeah, and then you go, when they come out, and they're just like in Galacta Buddy, like, beast mode, there's just like an action figure glued to the ape's shoulder, which is cute. It's very Power Rangers. It is.
Because that's what they did with Tommy on the Dragon. Yeah. They just stuck an action figure
just
on
like,
his head.
Just like, boom, you're good, buddy. They're talking about, like, they're like, oh, no, the castle's gone. What do we do? They're like, we just got to attack it. And Maya's like, I'm going in. And Damon says, you go, girl. Like, awesome, Damon. What
he
a
also
line.
Does say, I have your back. But then Maya jumps in and gets the crap beat out of her. And it takes Damon, like, 6 minutes to fly in afterwards.
Yeah, he flies in and spears it afterwards. And then he gets, like, punked. And then Kai comes in and tries to help. Kai gets knocked away. And then finally Mike shows up after everybody's been beaten, except Carone, who just did not appear in this fight at all. She shows up at the very end when they're all like about to regroup and turn into the Zords. And that's it. She didn't do anything else in the fight, which is weird.
She doesn't do much of anything in the episode either.
No.
So they made her cool again just to take her away.
Yep.
So good job.
Thanks, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy. I hate you. So Mike shows up. We get his whole thing, him doing the whole getting the Magna Defender and doing all that, like toe to tip, the whole thing. Then Kai and Damon are like, let's team up with Mike and do damage to it. But then they all get blasted. Well, those two get blasted, and then that gives Mike a chance to get a headlock on it or something. I don't really remember. So, by the way, I only have like 12 notes left. Like,
yeah,
we're just about done with the show.
They distract it because they get blasted by its Godzilla breath. And Mike grabs its tail and brings the axe down on it. Because this is when I was like, did he cut the tail off? But he didn't. He just hit him in
the
tail.
He just slices him a couple times. It would have been so good if he brought the tail, like cut the tail off.
Yeah, and then just like hit him with it a couple times. Yeah. But Power Rangers ain't dirty enough for that.
No, that they're not Sequinox. They don't know. So then... they're like Leo or Mike is getting attacked and like his cool finishing move doesn't do anything. So Leo jumps in and makes the save with some fire breath. And then they all regroup and do the Megazord again.
The two Micro Machine Zords.
They're about to show up.
Oh, they're not here yet. Okay.
They haven't showed up yet.
Okay. As I thought they attacked right after Mike did his like Rising Sun.
Mike does another attack later.
Okay,
I think he might
maybe.
Do the Sun attack again, but I'm not.
Oh, no, that's right. Because that's all... three of them do.
Yeah, they do like the finisher blitz. But so then they all regroup and they go Zord mode or whatever, and they turn into Zords. And it shows them making the Megazord again. And then it shows them putting the lights of Orion again. Like the classic version, the full thing. And then it shows us the Lost Galactabuddies again. The whole thing. For both of them this time. It's the entire thing. Again. We already saw this episode.
It might be at most 20 seconds shorter than the first time.
I don't actually think it's shorter.
The only reason it would be is because we already saw the Galactic Buddies come out, so we don't have that little segment ahead
of
it.
That's true. But also, we got to see the whole red one come out this time.
That's true. We did get to see the little red
Micro
Machine.
So it's maybe 10 seconds shorter. Power Rangers Lost Galaxy? How little do you have to do right now? Because like you're just not doing anything with anything. It's pretty bad.
Of the last four episodes, there was a clip show, another episode I don't remember, Monsters Greatest Hits, and this one.
I don't remember what that other one was.
There's something between the clip show and the last episode. And I could not tell you what
I haven't edited it yet, so I don't know. And the one before that was so boring that I forgot what it was about when I posted it on Twitter. Where I was like, hey, it's up. I don't know what it is, though.
It's Grunchor on the loose.
Oh, yeah. That was boring.
Because it was titled Grum Chloe. That's the only reason I know what episode it was.
So then they do the whole thing again. And Titanosaur does this like motion as if it is growing, but it doesn't. Which is dirty pool because we are very conditioned to see it. If a thing rears up and the camera pulls back, it's growing. But it didn't. And I don't like that, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy. That's dirty pool, and I will not have it. So then they just all do their finishers and kill it.
Yep.
And then the episode's basically over. There's one more scene, and we're at 28 minutes recording time.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be less than that because of all the waiting for air conditioner noises so I can noise cancel and all that. So Mike, is it, we're at command again. Mike sees that the engine has some trouble. He's like, oh no, engine's pressure happening, doing bad. Oh no.
Shut them off.
Just like turn, like
you're running out of fuel. You don't know where you're going. Why are you still going?
You're not like leaving the Lost Galaxy. You're just like drifting through it. Just turn it off.
Unless just like powering the basic functions of Terra Venture is overpowering your engine somehow.
That is a very poorly built space station then. Also, we never find out how it was tainted. Like we never find out what sabotaged it.
No.
Like, it's not like Deviant showed up and did it. It's just like, oh no, we need to have some drama. It happens. There's drama now. That's how you do drama, right?
Yeah, I think so.
You just say it and it happens.
Yeah, so you just give reasons with no explanations.
Yeah, so we cut down to the engine room again. Damon is trying to save it, and he does. And the episode's over.
Yeah.
Oh, there's one scene of Commander being like, yeah, well, we almost lost. It just is a bummer at the end. And it just ends on Kai being like, ugh.
Yep.
And then that's it. And then that is literally the entire episode.
That's all of it. That's a wrap.
That's Raise the Titanosaur. So, Josh, you started.
Sure did.
I'm going to say the best is, oh, I had something earlier that I liked, and I don't remember what it was.
I have something that I like. But it suffers, and I don't know if it can be the best because it doesn't matter.
Okay.
And it's the first Titanosaur fight when he's like ripping, he's killed the Megazord and he's ripping up the little ones.
Yeah.
And it's pretty rad, but then he overheats and leaves.
Yeah, I'm going to say that the best for me is this might be very granular, but I liked the fact that the castle was bolted on. That was just that's a weird thing that I liked. I don't know. I definitely had something else and I can't remember it. So couldn't have been that good. The worst I'm going to say is the fact that they showed the entire Zord sequence twice.
Yeah.
That's just booty.
The amount of time burning that is happening is too much.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. The MVP is Damon.
Yeah.
For saving one of the engines and doing his best to save the other one.
And being the only one who did something.
Yeah. I mean, Mike didn't really do anything.
No, he just stayed in command and got called when they needed help.
Kai came up with a plan that he said three times.
So but then they got there and they couldn't do it.
Yeah. That's it. That's my favorite. Okay. Is that they had this whole plan and then immediately they can't do it. So they have to like do something else on the fly. That's my best. But yeah, MVP is Damon. Now we get to rank it. Pretty low, I would say.
I think pretty low. Is it better than the monster, the last episode of all the monsters?
What was it? Hecuba's Graveyard? Okay, so that was number 32. Was it better than Hecuba's Graveyard? I think it's worse.
I think it might be worse.
Because at least in Hecuba's Graveyard, there was like plots happening. Like Kai had to go and stop Hecuba. And then like she came back. And like there was like some stuff. It wasn't good, but it makes me wistful for those days.
What's under that one?
Right under that is Magna Defender, where Magna Defender showed up. And I don't remember why it's so low.
I can't remember what happened in that episode.
Yeah.
But I do remember that for a long time, the Magna Defender sucked.
Yeah, I think that might have been it, is he showed up and it was just a bad episode and that he didn't need to be in. Maybe that was it?
Maybe.
I'm going to say that this one is better than that one. But again, the one below that is Race to the Rescue, which I believe is the one where Maya hears through space.
And they go save the Galactabuddies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say this is better than Magna Defender, but only because I cannot remember anything about the Magna Defender episode.
Right.
So coming in at number 33, right below last week's episode, whoa, we're trending down, is, what was this episode even called? Raise the Titanosaur.
I can see now why it took them so long to get to the Lost Galaxy, because it's just boring and nothing happens here.
It's like,
one thing happens here, and it's very uncomfy.
Yeah. Oh, they did talk about that, too. Like Mutiny's like, not Mutiny.
No, it was Mutiny. He says it to the Power Rangers.
Oh, when he's flying when he's on Titanosaur? Yeah, yeah. He's like, I'm going to enslave you.
Yeah, and you would make great slaves for me.
And Power Rangers like, nope. And that's all we get for that through line. Next episode's called Exit the Lost Galaxy, so...
Thank goodness.
Whoo, boy. And then right after that is the three-part finale. So we only have two more weeks. So next week is only going to be a one-parter.
A
one-episode week, because then the week after that, we're going to do Monday, Wednesday, Friday for the three-part finale, because that's how we do things here. So two more weeks of this, and then, finally we're gone. Finally we're out of here. We got some cool stuff planned for the hiatus. We still don't know what movie we're going to end the hiatus on, so like, if you guys have any suggestions, let us know. I'd like it if a Power Ranger was in it, but we're not picky.
Yeah. Our only idea so far is not another teen movie, but we don't know if we could skirt around that one.
I just feel like it would be real hard. Number one, it'd be real hard to the way we do reviews, I feel like it would be real hard to do that with a straight up comedy movie that is so raunchy.
It is pretty raunchy.
Yeah. There's a whole scene where Lacey Chabert is having diarrhea. I don't know if you remember.
I don't quite remember that. Yeah. I do remember that Maya's character, her character trait is that she's naked.
She's naked the whole time. Oh, she has two character traits. One, naked. Two, every single time she speaks, she has a different foreign accent, which is a very good joke for a movie that is based on tropes from boring 90s teen movies. There's like, oh, is the foreign exchange student. And where is she from? Not here.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty all right joke, but that's it. Anyway, so write in. What would you like us to talk about?
I do want to do a Dream Battles episode. So if you have any Power Ranger Dream Fights, send those in. I want to talk about those.
Yes. Also, with those, if you send in ones that are not from this season or before, and we're not familiar with them, send in like a YouTube video of them fighting so we can get like a good gauge of what we're looking at. But yeah, there's some that I would like to definitely do a Dream Battles episode. Also, someone floated the idea of ranking all the suits like we did the theme songs.
Yeah, I can do that out of context.
Yeah, so I would absolutely love to do that because I have some opinions about the suits. I won't say which one, but I saw a helmet the other day that I hadn't like taken a real good look at. And I was like, dang, that helmet rules. So that's coming up. Anyway, we'll see you on Monday for Exit the Lost Galaxy. But until then...
May the power protect you.
Then
hold on, guy.
That's how I feel about this episode.